This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. New York State is continuing to flatten the curve as hospitalizations from the coronavirus go down, even though the death toll continues to rise. As AP correspondent Julie Walker reports, Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to make sure that talk of reopening the state includes consideration of public health.
Cuomo says the strict measures being taken are showing results.
The curve of the increase is continuing to flatten.
He says you can't ask people to choose between lives lost and dollars gained.
If no one sounded the alarm in January and February, how do we know that it's safe to proceed now?
He adds the decision to reopen should not be political. Speaking of which, Cuomo says while he's flattered people want him to run for president.
I'm not running for president. I'm not running for vice president.
He says he's staying right here. Julie Walker, New York.
The World Health Organization is expressing alarm at the large number of healthcare workers becoming infected by the deadly coronavirus. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says every single person has a role to play in ending this pandemic, which already has claimed more than 100,000 lives. Among the major players in this grisly drama are the frontline responders, the healthcare workers who tend to the sick and dying. While they are putting their lives on the line to save others, Tedros says health workers are not getting the support they need to keep them safe.
In some countries, there are reports of up to 10% of health workers being infected. This is an alarming trend. When health workers are at risk, we're all at risk.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. The Defense Production Act is being used to boost the production of N95 masks to help deal with the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Pentagon says $133 million will be used to push the production of masks to more than 39 million over the next 90 days. The masks will be made under the Defense Production Act, which President Trump has invoked to increase the availability of medical supplies. The act gives the federal government broad authority to direct private companies to meet the needs of national defense. The government first placed bulk orders for N95 masks and other basic necessities of medical care for its stockpile in mid-March. At that time, some hospitals were already treating thousands of infected patients without enough equipment and pleading for help. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Saudi Arabia's state news agency says King Salman has approved an extension of the kingdom's curfew until further notice due to the rate at which the coronavirus is currently spreading. The Saudi king had previously ordered a curfew that took effect March 23rd from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. for 21 days, to curb the spread of the virus. Last week, Saudi Arabia placed its capital Riyadh and other big cities under a 24-hour curfew, locking down much of the population to stem the spread of the virus. Pope Francis urged people not to yield to fear and focused on a message of hope as he led an Easter Eve Mass in an empty St. Peter's Basilica on Saturday amid the coronavirus pandemic. The vigil, which normally takes place in a church packed with about 10,000 people, was attended by only about two dozen, including a few altar servers and a smaller-than-usual choir. In his homily, Francis drew a comparison between the gospel account of the women who found Jesus' empty tomb on the day Christians believe he rose from the dead and the uncertain state of the world today because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Voi non abbiate paura. Non in cui è risorto. Davanti a una tomba sentono parole di vita e poi incontrano Gesù, l'autore della speranza, che conferma l'annuncio.
The Pontiff said the message of God is do not be afraid, do not yield to fear. On Sunday, the Pope will hold Easter Mass, usually attracting about 100,000 people in St. Peter's Square. However, this year, it will be held inside the church with a symbolic congregation of fewer than 20 people. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.